And here's your host, Orlea Starr.
Aloha, everyone, and aloha, Cindy. Cindy's playing one of my favorite songs again.
And it's your song. And I just want to mention, we're going to go Facebook Live. And I've got a new handheld device. We'll see how this works. And I even got a little microphone. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Technology is amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's figuring out how it all works. Hello, everyone. It is Monday, November 21st. And as you know, before I start my cosmic weather, I love to read a poem. Cindy sent me a lovely poem last week, and I cannot find it on my cell phone. And I found, I will find it or I will have her resend it to me for next week. So this week I have something called, it's called the Unified Heart. And it seems rather appropriate, and it is written by my late friend, Kelly Lee Phipps, who I've been thinking about so much the last couple of days. So I almost feel like he somehow found a way to put this poem into my hands for today. So I'm going to read it. It's called The Unified Heart. Through the sacred heart of eternity, life burns with love. It is there in that endless ocean where compassion is born. From this piercing empathy, forgiveness flows. Its deep sapphire current opens us to a new life of joy. You can forget your fears in the raw ecstasy and swim through the waves of passion. They are the source of dreams and the essence underlying every simple thing. In this unity of spirit, we must live to love one another without letting our despair prevail. Only the light of love can teach us to overcome our brokenness. Then we can offer life a cup of nourishing water from the pure wake of our discovery. As people drink from our glistening springs, we finally arrive at the shores of untainted visions, and the dark hollow of shattered hearts is healed at last.
I love that. Beautiful.
Thank you, Kelly. Yeah, it's very beautiful. And gosh, you know, consistent with the sun in Sagittarius, which is a mutable sign and doesn't get hung up on things but moves on, I'm going to go in that spirit before I get too emotional with that poem. It has very deep meaning for me today. So again, welcome everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Before I forget, I want to mention that someone called me last week after the show and left a very long and heartfelt message. And I'm not sure what happened, but I cannot find your number in my phone and mistakenly deleted your message. So if you're out there and you're listening, I didn't forget about you. I just leaving the door open for you to call back again. And thank you so much for your heartfelt message.
And by the way, we should mention, you can always reach Orlea Starr. She's very accessible. You can reach her through either email or by calling Orlea. And but we do some wonderful readings that are open to you, which you can call in on after we're through with the cosmic weather forecast. And the number in the studio is 242-7800. The lines get really busy after we get through. It takes about 20, 25 minutes to get through the cosmic weather forecast. But please stand by for calling in at 242-7800 at that time. It's so nice to be able to get a cosmic weather forecast. So that's a nice treat.
Yes, and especially, thank you, Cindy, and especially when the sun, is in the sign of Sagittarius within the last hour. So I want to talk about that first. As many of us know, this past 30 days has been, I don't want to say it's been excruciating because that wouldn't be entirely fair. The sun in Scorpio has really, it has a way of teaching us how to let go. And letting go may be painful. However, the Sun in Scorpio has tuned us in to our own deep truths and has helped us to really shed our skin and kind of be reborn in a sense. Scorpio was all about regeneration and the death and rebirth cycle. And you know, let's not kid around about it. It's heavy, intense, passionate, deep, dark, probing, stewing, brooding energy. And it can be obsessive and compulsive. And so with the Sun's entrance into bright, sunny, optimistic, and inspired Sagittarius, the sign of the archer, we are ready to, the archer, half man, half horse. And so we're literally, we're not standing at the gate anymore. The gate has been flung open and we are ready to gallop onto higher lands and new horizons and really in search of that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, if you will. So Sagittarius is a mutable sign. Scorpio was fixed. It's fixed water. It's fixed emotions. And Sagittarius is what's known as mutable fire or spiral fire. It's very inspired and it doesn't get stuck easily. It's changeable and spiral in nature. And so again, Sagittarius sometimes is known for being very frank and very honest, which in a way is really refreshing after the secretiveness of Scorpio and everybody holding things in. So Sagittarius is a sign of the gypsy, the student, the philosopher, and it's all about seeking the truth and meaning in life and meeting with people of other cultures and discovering faraway lands and taking journeys over long oceans and distant faraway places. It's all about what we can learn and where our higher education can come into play. And that doesn't have to mean going to a university. Anything that we can learn is what Sagittarius is all about. And
we like Sagittarius.
We love Sagittarius. Love Sagittarius. In fact, in my natal chart, my rising sign is at 0 degrees Sagittarius. So as I'm doing this show, the Sun, which has been hiding in my 12th house, and I've literally been pretty much invisible. Now that Sun is right there on that sensitive angle of my ascendant, and I'm going to be able to really shine back out into the world again, and that feels comfortable, and that feels good, and it feels refreshing.
And we are on Facebook Live, but I hope it's working okay. I know we got a couple people. I'm trying this new device, and I hope it's not impinging the experience of watching. So I know Carlos and Bobby James are there. Are you able to hear and see okay? Or is it sometimes this Facebook Live is? No,
yeah.
I think that I'm going to take it out of this device and see.
Okay.
It's been
a little tricky with Facebook and the Facebook Live, and Cindy had a recording from last week, and then somehow we each duplicated it, and Cindy was worried that it was going to be duplicated, and then it disappeared, and we couldn't get it back. So we're on a learning curve.
Yeah.
We're on a learning curve. But thank you, I appreciate you doing it, Cindy. So what else is happening today on Monday? A couple things. We awoke to a Virgo moon. And I love the Virgo moon. I love the earthy moons because I always feel very productive. When the moon is in Virgo, we may have this idea of cleaning our house and taking care of our pets and organizing all the little details, problem solving, figuring out how things work. Virgo is also about being of service to others. So even with the Sun sitting on my ascendant today, I am well aware that that doesn't mean that I can just do whatever I want today. There's still a part of service out into the world and work and taking care of our health. These are all things that are highlighted by Virgo. We also have what's known as a last quarter moon today. So The last quarter moon actually happened when the moon was still in Leo, squaring the Scorpio sun. So this happened before both the moon and the sun changed signs. And if some of you remember, this waning quarter phase is all about reorientation and kind of letting go. It's kind of making an assessment of our last 3 weeks since the last new moon and the intentions that we set, and figuring out what we want to hang on to and what we want to let go of this next week as we move into a new cycle that begins with the new moon in Sagittarius next week. So what can we playfully let go of?
I like playfully.
Yeah.
Well, for anyone that likes attachments and is fixed, it's hard to let go, isn't it?
It's hard to let go. It's hard to let go for a lot of us. I think there are some things that are easy to let go of and other things that are a little more tough to let go of. And I think some of that has to do with our astrology. Some of it has to do with our childhood conditioning and our patterns of behavior.
And I'm going to, just so you know, I'm going to go to recording because it's not working. I'm going to record this on YouTube. We'll show it later.
Okay.
Because it just wasn't getting, the people weren't able to see it. So,
okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well,
it's
there it is. Well, yes, it was okay. So we're going to continue. I'm going to record it on my video camera. That way we can post it. And okay. So I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay. That's all right. So again, the theme of the week, we are more optimistic. We are more inspired, and yet we're still letting go. So I don't know if I've given this analogy on my show before, but mm-hmm. one of the things that I love is this idea of the trapeze artist. Mm. And so you imagine this trapeze artist up in the air, and they're as they swing from ring to ring, mm. there's all this momentum happening.
Mm.
And so as you're holding one ring, in order to get that inspired, optimistic forward movement, which would be Sagittarius going... You've really got to focus on the future. You've got to focus on being able to take hold of that next ring. Now, at some point, in order to grab hold of that ring, you have got to let go of the one behind you.
Very good, and I love that analogy.
Or you're going to be straddled.
Yeah, right.
And you're going to be straddled, and you won't be going anywhere. Excuse me, I've got to take a drink.
So are we feeling this today is one of the things we'll...
So we're going to be feeling this kind of all week. We're still... The Scorpio sun was intense, and not just for me, but most people who I talk to. And so even though we're in a more inspired solar period now, there's still this residue, and the week will actually end with the moon going into Scorpio just before it... becomes new in Sagittarius, just kind of continuing this theme of, okay, so we've let go of a lot. Maybe we've ended relationships. Maybe we've moved. Whatever's happened has happened. But now there's still more, maybe the residue left over of dealing with our emotions, letting go of grief, letting go of anger, letting go of resentment. More so in that way, how can you adjust to being more optimistic and in just a state of optimism about the future and even about the present and being able to let go of what stands in the way of seeing how wonderful your life is at this very moment? And sometimes when we're experiencing grief or we've had major changes in our life, as signified by that Scorpio sun, it may take us a while to adjust and appreciate what we already really have. We're probably doing a lot better than we think. So at the end of the day today, the moon will briefly make an opposition to Neptune. And so when that happens, we could have some confused emotions. We could be living in sort of a fool's paradise. But on the optimistic side, maybe our dreams can take flight. So we move on to Tuesday. We have an all-day Virgo moon, another day of industrious work and service and getting things done. And the moon tomorrow is pretty much jumping all over the place in such a way that we're going to feel our emotions going from from we start out in the beginning part of the day where our emotions are maybe at odds with our thoughts, with the moon squaring Mercury. Then we regain a sense of power a couple of hours later when the moon trines Pluto. And then the moon squares Pluto a few hours later and we're in doubt. So the point of this is to not take it all so seriously. The moon is symbolic of our emotions. And it does change a lot. And our emotions change a lot. So the idea is if we stay fixed on a particular goal or a particular intention, we can allow our emotions to kind of come and go without having to act on them. Excuse me, I'm coming down with some little thing, and of course, the more I talk, the itchier my throat will become. Also on Tuesday, Mercury is forming a sextile to Jupiter. This is excitement and empowerment for the growth of our ideas. Business trips are enhanced. Cindy's laughing at me because I'm...
She's letting go of this cold is what she's doing.
My face is literally turning red and my throat is itching, but I'm going to get through this cosmic weather. So let's go into Wednesday. Wednesday is an important day because Mercury, the planet that rules the mind, is being fused with the planet Saturn. So this gives us a huge commitment to plan our work our plan, carefully examine our ideas. So I'll give you an example. I'm working on a book proposal that has a deadline of December 28th. And so in order to reach that, I've got to always make sure that I'm being realistic. I've got to know how much time each thing is going to take me or estimate that amount of time. Oh, thank you, John. John just brought me another glass of water. Thank you. That was very sweet of you.
You Sagittarius.
Oh, and he's a Sagittarius. Yay. So we want to use this Mercury-Saturn energy to really crystallize our ideas, crystallize whatever it is that we're working on, and really take our time. On Wednesday, the moon enters Libra, so while we're crystallizing our plan, we may be a little off balance in making a decision because Libra is the judge, the diplomat, and it sees all sides of a situation and so has difficulty sometimes committing to one thing.
And that's the sign. When you see the sign of Libra, it's showing the balance of the two...
The balance of the scales.
Yeah.
And so Libra is all about balancing the relationships between things, between people, between ideas. And so...
It's also going to be a day a lot of people are traveling for Thanksgiving because it's Thanksgiving Eve.
It's Thanksgiving Eve. It's going to be a beautiful dance that I'm looking forward to in Makawao, the Maui Conscious Dance Movement. It's an excellent way the day before Thanksgiving to sort of get together. And you know, knowing that Thursday is Thanksgiving, what can we do for ourselves on Wednesday? We know we've got Mercury conjunct Saturn. We're going to have a lot of ideas. We may be interested in those, but knowing, hey, the holiday is coming and we've got some family time maybe or some time with friends, and maybe we're not so much going to be on our own agenda. And some people love the holidays and love being around family. A lot of people just want to get it over with. So Wednesday is a good day, especially with the moon in Libra making a sextile, an angle of opportunity and excitement to the Sagittarius sun, giving us a positive outlook. So we want to ask ourselves where we can incorporate fairness and faith. And then Thursday we have Happy Thanksgiving and an all-day social Libra moon. And so Libra, again, is all about balance and harmony in relationships. And so everybody, Libra loves the, it's ruled by Venus, and it loves the idea of etiquette and looking good and having the right forks on the table in the right settings and everything looking pretty. So it's a nice, light, sort of superficial, if you will, energy to have Thanksgiving over for those of us who, you know, who just want to keep it light. We also have, we have something else kind of big happening on Thursday. We may be feeling this already. It's the first of three waning squares between Jupiter and Pluto. So what does that mean? Jupiter is unshakable faith. But when there's a square, Jupiter can also be the fool. Overshooting the mark, the archer overshoots his arrow and misses the target. Pluto, when it's squaring, which is a square is an angle of tension and crisis for growth. And Pluto is all about power. And so when the two planets are squaring each other, we can be engaged in these power struggles or the use of excessive force to realize our big dreams, Jupiter. And so this energy is really potent, powerful energy, and I'm excited about it. But what we have to do in order to make the best of it and not have everything fall into rubble because we're getting into a power struggle is we tune into our belief systems, which are Jupiter ruled, and we challenge some of those belief systems. We become willing to cooperate with other people with Jupiter and Libra. It's all about cooperation.
Well, that's good for Thanksgiving. It's nice to be able to cooperate with family.
Yeah. And so we also want to release or let go of, here's more releasing and letting go with Pluto, of the things that are getting in the way of us really stepping into our power in a grand way. The dark moon phase also starts on Thursday, just signifying more of a need to really let go, go inward, get quiet. We reach Friday. We have another all-day Libra moon. We have Venus, the planet of love and money, making a powerful connection to Pluto and squaring Jupiter. So we have power and love and money, but possibly some unrealistic expectations. It's also Black Friday. And so what we want to be aware of for those who will be out shopping is a lot of times when we're talking about money or we're talking about value, we're talking about our inner values and then we have our outer, like our money and our possessions and our things. So we just want to make sure when we're shopping that we're doing so from a place of being tuned into our own internal value system, knowing that we are enough, that we have enough, and that we give enough just with our presence, our physical presence, our emotional presence. It's not about overspending to try to prove your worth to someone else try to prove your worth to yourself.
Good idea.
So really getting in touch with that on Friday. And then Saturday, we awaken to an all-day Scorpio moon. Cindy and I are looking at the time. We're going to be opening up the phone lines in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to sail through Saturday and Sunday rather quickly. So we awaken to this all-day Scorpio moon. So more letting go. We're in that dark lunar phase. If there aren't clouds in the sky, then the stars should be brilliant because we will not see the light of the moon. Because it is the dark moon. It is the time when we are clearing the fields and we are preparing for new life, new ground, new seeds to take hold. That will be next week, and we'll talk about that next week with the new moon in Sagittarius. Now, the strengths of the Scorpio moon are insight, power, passion, emotional sobriety at its highest end. Its weaknesses can be jealousy, possessiveness, mistrusting, fear, manipulation. So we don't want to give into that. It could be a little tough because Mercury, our thinking, will be making a tough angle to Chiron, pain, and we might be mulling over what's been said and and maybe wishing things were different. We may be tuned into our pain, and so we don't want to turn to the dark side with that energy. We want to keep it. We want to stay aligned with our highest truth. And so Mercury also makes a trine, a harmonious angle to Uranus, awakening our human mind and connecting to the cosmic mind. And we can start thinking about the future, and we can really listen to some insights from your higher power, whatever you call that, God, spirit, Buddha, and tune into that, especially with the moon trining Neptune in the evening on Saturday, tuning us into our dreams and our visions. Sunday, another all-day Scorpio moon. And Sunday looks like a pretty reasonable day, other than the sun, which is, of course, now in Sagittarius, which we love, is making this itchy, itchy little connection to the planet Uranus. I call Uranus the cosmic rut buster or the cosmic mind. And it's really, Uranus is there to set us free from wherever we have become stale. It's there to break us out of our old patterns. The sun, if you think of the sun as your path to authenticity, your core essence, your ego. So Uranus is trying to break you free from your own self-imposed chains. And the more, but the moon's in Scorpio, so we're feeling kind of stuck. Maybe we've got this little emotional hangover from Thanksgiving, for better or for worse. So it's all about finding ways that you can infuse your life with newness and freshness.
Wow. Powerful week. Very powerful
week.
It is
a powerful week. And I actually, I'm amazed I got through it with
you
that.
You did.
You know, that
you did.
The last time that I did this particular show, I was always worried about the day that I would have the coughing thing that I had today. And of course it came and it went. And there's nothing we can do about it.
No, you were absolutely great. And I videotaped it, which we talked about doing because this way we can put it on YouTube. But I'm posting, and I know some of you are watching, but I was having some problems. So now I'm posting it, the video, if you want to go back and listen and watch, you can see it on my Facebook site, and then we'll
share it
with you later. So we're going to open up the phone lines here in a minute, and the number to call in is 242-7800, 242-7800. I want to give you, I don't want to give the telephone number for Orlea right now because otherwise you might get confused. but you can also contact Orlea, orleastarr.com, orleastarr.com to get a personal reading. But at this opportunity right now, and I know it's really challenging for people to go, oh, I'm going to call in because you've got to put yourself out there. And, you know, if you don't want to give your birth date or if the information's too private, you can also contact Orlea. And she can give you a personal reading. BareNakedAstrology@gmail.com is her particular website, BareNakedAstrology@gmail.com. And her personal number is 250-8539. I want to give the 808 because people listen from around the world, 808-250-8539. Now, the phone lines are now open. We're going to go into a conversation, but please feel free to call because believe me, once the first caller, this always happens, calls in, then like three other people want to call in, but we try to only do one caller at a time, and Orlea does amazing readings, and this is your chance to get it free. I think you also had someone else who wanted to do a reading. Hopefully they're listening and they can call in now, 242-7800.
Yes.
Yes. It's a number.
Yes. That would be awesome if that person called. You know, I want to say there were some notes that I put at the very bottom of my cosmic weather. I'm just going to read it right off my notes. It says, don't forget balsamic luna, meaning that the dark moon combined with the Scorpio moon on Saturday and Sunday is perfect. What we want to do is we want to let go of everything that's happened in the last month. We want to honor where we are, and we want to get ready for where we're going. We want to get ready for where we're going.
It's good then to know where you're going, right?
It's good then to know where you're going. And, you know, this is, some of you may know, I'm writing a book. It's called The Bare Naked Artist, A Spiral Path to Creative Authenticity. Thank you. And my book proposal is due. My gosh, it's right around the corner, and I've been working really, really hard on that. And I'm also teaching a class at the Temple of Peace that's based upon the book. And we have this awesome group of us that are doing this transformative work every week. And during the first class, we all actually established a long-term goal. And the particular long-term goal is our intentions are towards creativity, what our creative goal will be. But each week we work through all of the different, the first week was about desire and motivation and how to get in touch with that and how to be courageous and what action steps do you need to take. And it was all about getting fueled up and fired up. And then the second week we tuned in a little closer. It's interesting because my book, even though it's not based, it's not an astrology book, and I don't mention astrology, each of the 12 chapters is based on the flow of the astrological houses. So the content just flows perfectly from one week to the next, with one process unfolding into the next. And so the reason I'm talking about this is because of what you just said, and you have to know what your goal is. You have to know what your intention is in order to reach it.
And then the other part of it, and I'm just going to say again, I know there's a couple of you out there, and you may be driving, but you can stop and pull over. The lines are open. This is a free reading, which would cost you $60 to $100.
$60 to $290.
And you get a free reading right now, 242-7800. And I have to say, Orla, we had some amazing readings last week, and a lot of people going through kind of similar things, you know.
Yes.
But don't be afraid. You can call in 242-7800. There we go. See, I knew. I just had to urge them to call in. Aloha, you're on the air live. Welcome to Oralea Stars, Language of the Soul Show with Oralea.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Awesome. Do you want to give your name over the air? You don't have to.
Oh, sure. I'm not shy. This is Janet.
Janet. And Janet, when is your birthday?
I am 3-4-62.
3-4-62?
3-4-62. And what time were you born?
6:52 p.m.
6:52 p.m. And then finally the city and state.
San Jose, California.
Oh, a Northern California girl. I'm a California girl, too, and I just love that area. And so is Cindy.
Good.
Okay, let's see. Oh, my goodness. Right now, I pulled up your chart, and wow. Oh, okay. Okay, Janet. Hi. This is our Janet with five planets in Aquarius.
Oh my gosh.
You can't forget about this chart. And all these, but how are you doing today, Janet?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Is there anything in particular that you want to ask right now?
Well, I actually have been having physical problems with my hip. And my elbow, and I don't normally have things wrong with my body. So
okay.
Is there something going on right now in my chart where my physical body is being challenged?
Actually, yes. You've got a couple of different planets transiting your sixth house of health. The first one is the planet Neptune, and Neptune. Actually, you know, Neptune's been in there for a while, but Neptune in the sixth house can give us kind of some strange and hard to pin down health issues. Chiron is also a planet of what we call the wounded healer, and it puts us in touch with where we need to kind of tune into our gifts and talents. And so what I'm wondering for you right now is, Do you feel like your health is balanced? Do you feel like you're eating right and getting enough sleep and getting enough water? And
yes, I take really good self-care.
Okay.
So the only thing that I'm doing differently is I'm doing a lot of physical gardening and painting and cleaning, you know, just a lot. I'm using my body a lot more than I normally do.
Okay.
So maybe that has something to do with it. It's just that getting a little older, I'm not used to this. It's like, wait, I want to keep working. And so part of me
right.
doesn't stop working. And it's like, what's wrong with me? My body hurts. Stop doing that. And I'm a little obsessed about getting things done. But maybe it's about me just stopping for a while.
I don't think it's necessarily about you stopping for a while. As I'm tuning into this sixth house energy, and as you know, you have several planets here in the sixth house. You've got six planets in the sixth house. You've got Mars, your motivation and will, your Jupiterian faith, your emotional need to be of service to other people. Which you have natural gifts and talents for as this sort of shamanic healer of love and compassion and values. And so this planet Neptune is sitting almost exact your progressed Chiron. This is a time when we may have to slow down a little bit. Neptune on Chiron can introduce new illnesses into our life, or a time when we need to slow down. Mm-hmm. That said, if we give both planets an outlet, I always like to think about if we give both planets an outlet, then maybe we don't have to experience the most negative side of them. The most negative side of Neptune being on progressed Chiron would be health issues.
Right.
And so we give Neptune an outlet through, one, through compassion, also through spirituality, through sharing. So I already know you do a lot of meditating and you do a lot of positive spiritual work.
Yes.
And so continuing with that, and when it comes to Chiron, again, all of this is in the sixth house. So what I want you to try to do and see if it helps. One, take really good and extra gentle care of yourself. With Neptune in the sixth house, you can sometimes have some strange allergies that to foods or even to vitamins and things that would normally be healthy that you never had an allergy to before. So especially when you're talking about hip pain or arthritic types of conditions, a lot of times our body contracts those because we are dealing with some kind of allergen, and the body in all of its wisdom will move those toxins away from our vital organs. It'll move it away from our heart and our brain and our lungs and our liver so that those organs are not compromised, and it kind of shoves it out into our joints where it stores things.
Okay.
And so maybe going on a detox, fruit and veggie cleanse, maybe really making sure you're putting only very, very pure things in your body. And also making sure that as you're doing this work and you're being of service to other people, that you're also being of service to yourself and recognizing your own natural boundaries.
That sounds good. Maybe a cleanse after Thanksgiving.
and things to reduce inflammation. So, you know, you could try turmeric and various things, and then reducing foods that cause inflammation, like cheese and dairy foods. And I just keep getting this hit about inflammation for some reason. I don't know why it's coming to me. It's just.
Yeah, I think you're right. So, well, I love your show. Thanks to both of you. I really
Thank you, Janet.
Nice to connect.
A very happy Thanksgiving.
And thank you for listening.
Well.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, the lines are now open, and you can call in at 242-7800. Off island, it's 808-242-7800. And also, if you're shy about being on the radio, don't be afraid. Oh, they're not shy. Aloha, you're live on the air with Orlea Starr.
Hi.
Aloha, Sydney Paulus and Orlea. It's Peter Tierney with SPCA Maui. How
hey,
you doing?
Peter.
Oh,
aloha.
Hi. What a great organization.
Oh, thank you. You know, I listen all the time, and I've got a sort of a question, because I know oftentimes I hear Orlea say about knowing your birth time.
Yes.
How does that affect you if you don't know your birth time?
Well, it affects things in a lot of ways, because most of the timing that I talk about, when people call in and ask, hey, what's going on? I'm having this problem or I'm having that problem. I'm able to, the birth time actually sets up all of the planets in all of the, each of the 12 houses. And so if I talk about a Saturn transit, which spends about 2.5 years in each house, there's a very specific process that goes with that. Without a birth time, we know Saturn's transiting, but we can't be sure about what house it's transiting in. There are ways through chart rectification, which is a pretty lengthy, in-depth process, to determine a person's birth time. There are still things that we can determine. Do you want me to have a look at your chart?
Well, sure, why not? I don't know much about astrology, but I've certainly enjoyed listening. My birth date is 09/24/1958.
September 24th, 1958. And do you have any ballpark idea about when you were born?
You know, I really don't. And my mom has passed away. I guess I could check with my dad. He might know, but I don't really have any idea.
Well, you can always get your birth certificate also from the hospital sometimes.
Yeah,
Were you ever told by anyone or any astrologer, your parents, what was your rising sign? Because that would give a little more clue.
I've never done anything with astrology.
Okay.
Possibly look in the newspaper now and then.
Okay. Well, where were you born?
Gainesville, Florida.
Well, let's have a look at your chart, Mr. Libra. I've had so many people in my life, really good friends and good connections of people who were born actually on September 25th. So you're just before that. And look at here, you have an Aquarius moon. See, you have a natural affinity towards astrology, and you didn't even know it.
How's that?
So let's see. Just in looking at your chart, let me just pull up what's known as a tri-wheel, just so we can kind of see. Oh, one thing I see that you're coming up upon is something known as your Saturn return. And so,
what is that?
So a Saturn return, this happens about every 28.5, 29 years. And if people live long enough, they'll have three of them. You've already had your first one, so this is your second Saturn return. And it's really a time when people start coming to terms with the fact that they're entering sort of the last trimester of our human life. And this isn't, of course, meant to be depressing in any sort of way. It's just, it's typically a time when you may feel a lot of pressure to get things set up for the rest of your life. And if there are goals or aspirations that you had throughout your life that you haven't obtained, you may feel this tremendous pressure to try to achieve those. And in absence of doing that, you know, you could feel a little depressed. You could feel a little melancholy. This is coming up. Let's see. Well, it's coming up pretty darn quickly here. It's pretty much upon you in the next month. The transiting Saturn will be sitting right there on your natal Saturn. So if you are very accomplished, or you've accomplished most things that you've wanted to, then you will feel some amount of pressure to sort of share this with the greater society in some way, maybe to work harder. This Saturn return is always a time of hard work, and it's always a time of maturity, regardless of what age a person is. Are you feeling any of those pressures at this point?
No, not terribly. Except the pressures of getting close to 60.
Right. Well, that's the second Saturn return.
That's what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, that's what, and this is when the Saturn return happens for everyone between the ages of 58 and 60. And yeah, it is a part of coming to terms with being 60. And I see in looking at your natal chart that you, what do I want to say? Yeah, a birth time, if we had a birth time would be really great. So let's just look at what's known as your primal triad. So you have the Sun in Libra, so you walk the path of the diplomat, the artist, the peacemaker. You like to experience harmony in your relationships. Even to the degree of avoiding confrontation when necessary, and sometimes doing maybe more people pleasing than you'd like to. The more people pleasing that a Libra does, I've talked about this on the show before. That's when you see the little Libra claws of passive aggressiveness coming out, and of being sort of indecisive and non-committal. Libras have sometimes a hard time making commitments, simply because they can see all of the options, so it becomes difficult to limit to just one. And then I see that your mind, symbolized by Mercury, and your Venus, your love nature and money and values, are in the sign of Virgo. So you may be one of the people with Venus and Mercury conjunct usually have a very congenial way of speaking. And in Virgo, it can be very exacting. Your mind may tend towards a little bit of perfectionism. And you may seek perfectionism in your relationships to the degree that, you know, either with people with Venus and Virgo, we call that for women sort of the Cinderella syndrome, where we're constantly being relegated to kind of cleaning up the messes and mopping up the floors and not necessarily always having our own needs met.
And that's funny.
Yeah, but it also can symbolize this sort of ideal towards perfection in your relationships that is not necessarily obtainable. And then you have this Aquarius moon, so you have the soul of the freedom fighter, the revolutionary, the sage, and people with moon in Aquarius, I know because I have one. We can be very sentimental and very social. It's a perfect combination for your Libra sun, but I can see that when these ideals of perfection aren't being met and you're in a place where maybe you're people pleasing a little bit too much, that Aquarius moon is going to lead you into a very finely tuned art of emotional detachment where you go running for the hills.
Not you.
And needing, you know, not necessarily alone time because you're a Libra. You like that social aspect of things, but just kind of detaching from the situation. And people with Aquarius moons can get very cold and robotic and emotionally aloof. It's like when I look at all these signs, none of them are particularly emotional. Aquarius is very sentimental and it's very loyal and it loves a social cause. So you have also the soul of the humanitarian. And
oh wow,
yeah,
I'm amazed. I have a question real quick.
Sure.
How does like premature birth does that have any effect on astrological stuff?
A premature birth, what I would say to that question, I don't know if there's some specific empirical answer, but the answer that comes to me is that you were likely born at the very moment that you were supposed to be born according to your natal chart.
That's a great answer.
As an evolutionary astrologer, I do believe, based on our chart, that we come in with a specific set of lessons. And trust me, I have tried to think to the contrary of this, because sometimes it's disturbing to me to think that things are so destined or fated, or that we came into this world with these specific lessons. But after doing thousands of readings and charts, I can no longer refute that fact. And so I think you came out exactly when you were supposed to.
Wow, you know, that's an amazing thing to hear in that regard. I never really heard that in that same way about so many preemies being born. But, you know, that's awesome, Aralea. That's, you know, just the opportunity to hear that today is just terrific. Thank you.
Well, good. I'm so glad. And, hey, we've only got a couple minutes left, so you'll be my last caller. But if you ever find your birth time, We could really have some fun here.
Well, that sounds super, because, you know, I'm going to just go and look for my birth certificate, because I don't believe I ever even saw it on it. So that's just a great thing.
Yeah.
I wonder, there's a question. Can you go online and go to the hospital where you were born and ask for it online, a birth certificate online?
Some people can actually call the hospital. It might take them a week or so, but a lot of the hospitals do have an archive system where they have birth times recorded. And many times, and thank you for bringing it up, Cindy, the birth time is recorded on your birth certificate. And Peter, if you wanted to contact me outside of the show, you could do so on my email, which is barenakedastrology, B-A-R-E, naked like naked, astrology like astrology, @gmail.com.
Excellent. Yeah. You know, I'm going to go and look that up, because when I find it, I will. Because, I mean, again, it's my first touch. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've tried to call in, you know, since you've been on the air. And today it happened.
So, well, that's
awesome.
I'm so
glad you did. It's so nice to hear from you, Peter.
It feels very optimistic and inspired, just like the sun in Sagittarius today.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, Peter.
Thank you.
Thank all of you. Aloha.
Aloha.
Nice to hear from Peter. Well, we have a minute left.
Okay.
And I'm putting it up in high definition, the video of the cosmic weather forecast,
okay,
on my
with
site.
My
and then
coughing
we'll
and my face
we'll
turning
hopefully
purple.
Hopefully get it on YouTube.
And,
yeah. Yes, it's true. But you did it, and it was wonderful. And people can call you at 250-8539.
Yes.
250-8539. You really do wonderful, really help to people. I have been around astrology all my life. My mother was an astrologer. But I love your readings.
Thank you.
They really are very right on. And I think you have a great intuition about this as well. People can contact you by email at barenakedastrology@gmail.com. And you have a lovely site as well, Aralea Star. That's with two R's, OralaStarr.com. And I think a lot of people like to follow you on Facebook as well.
Yes, yes. And so hopefully we'll get that Facebook. We've had a couple of our last videos kind of disappear, or we've lost audio. So we're working on it. There is typically a recording that is still posted.
Yes, there will be. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to thank everyone for listening.
Yes.
We'll see you next week.
Thank
Have a
you,
happy
everyone.
Thanksgiving.
Happy
so nice
Thanksgiving.
To hear from everyone. Aloha.